Continuing with our NFL draft coverage here on WEOL, let's take things to the hotline and welcome in a very special guest, and I know our local listeners know him well. He is former Midview standout and former Kent State quarterback Dustin Crum. He continues to get ready for the upcoming NFL draft later this month in Las Vegas. Dustin, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us here, Dustin. Sure, you got a very, very busy schedule, so we appreciate the time that you're able to set apart for us. And, you know, we spoke back in March on our Saturday sports wrap-up show while you were at the Combine. You're getting in some work there. So, you know, looking back at that experience about a month later, how did things go there? Did you, you know, kind of perform as you wanted to and expected to there? And what were maybe some key takeaways from the Combine as you get ready for the NFL draft this month?
Yeah, I mean, I think numbers-wise testing, I was really happy with how I did, and then I thought I threw the ball pretty well. So overall, I was happy with how I performed, and just kind of getting that experience where you're able to compete with, I mean, the best of the best and get to meet a lot of really cool people and people that have, I mean, been some of the biggest names in football for a long time, and all those different interactions that you get to have at a place, in an event like that was really cool and something I just tried to soak in and something that I'll remember for a long time.
I don't want to use the term starstruck because, I mean, you are one of the guys there getting ready for a professional career in your own right, but does it get kind of surreal at all being around some of those bigger names and, you know, again, some of the bigger, you know, guys within this sport?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's really by your peers per se, like the other draft class guys that you kind of get starstruck by, but just kind of being around some of like the Hall of Fame guys that they have there, being around those guys and getting to interact with them was really cool, and getting the chance to meet a lot of those guys, and then honestly, just the moment of it. I mean, obviously the Combine is kind of a big event each year, and something that pretty much anyone that plays football grows up watching. So just kind of getting, I mean, when you're kind of down there, just getting in your 40 stance and you kind of get to look around and just be like, I'm really here right now and soak it all in and just try to perform your best. It was really a fun trip and a fun experience.
Good stuff. Dustin Crum, former Midview quarterback and Kent State quarterback, joins us on the hotline as he prepares for the NFL draft this month. Dustin, what's kind of the process in between the end of the Combine and the start of the NFL draft? Is it just kind of workouts and talking with people in between? What's that whole in-between process like?
Yeah, so, I mean, you have some interviews and stuff like that. There's not too many workouts like they used to have anymore, mostly just interviews and that type of thing. I mean, I've pretty much just been in Kent working out, trying to stay ready for rookie minicamp when it rolls around right after the draft. So it's kind of a weird time for a lot of the guys because we're used to being so, I guess, scheduled with everything we're doing and so busy. And I mean, really kind of we're on our own for a month to try to, other than, like I said, our interviews and working out once or so a day, like you're kind of just on your own to figure it out.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, and you're trying not to overthink about it, the draft and everything too, because at that point, pretty much all the hay's in the barn, all the work's been done.
There you go. And you mentioned Ken. I want to get to your Golden Flash days here in a second. But before I go there, I want to dial it even further back to your days in Grafton at Midview High School. And our colleague Rob Polinski, he was joking with me the other day about a conversation he had with your high school coach, DJ Shaw, and about how before your first start of your career, it was against Lorraine, a game on WEOL, DJ Shaw. And again, you know, I'll let you be the truth teller here. He said he wasn't even sure if you'd be the starting quarterback in that game or not. And obviously, you did plenty to prove that you were worthy of that starting spot. So do you even remember kind of that first game there at Midview? And how important are those humble beginnings in Grafton in terms of getting to where you're at now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those days and those those things that happened back then and just my upbringing in Grafton, honestly, is what made me into who I am today and is a big part of the reason I've had some of the success I've had. But, yeah, I mean, that's actually a true story. Going into that game, it was Logan Bolin. I'm sure a lot of people went back home know that name as well, but he played quarterback growing up, so me and him were always kind of didn't know who would start once we got to high school, and he obviously was also very athletic and a great receiver for us as well. So the plan originally was for us to kind of split time and him to be at receiver when I was at quarterback and then him to play quarterback a little bit, and we kind of got rolling a little bit in that game, and then in the second half, Coach Shaw decided just to leave me in for the whole second half, and Logan ended up catching the game-winning touchdown, and we kind of just took off from there, and things rolled, obviously, for the next couple of years as we had a couple of good years back then. But, yeah, so it was actually going into the game, it was supposed to be a split-time thing between me and Logan.
Well, I'd say that was some pretty dang good decision-making in the end there by Coach Shaw to roll with you. And, hey, Logan ends up catching that game-winning touchdown pass, so great stuff there. Do you still keep in touch with Coach Shaw to this day? I mean, I'm sure you do keep in touch with folks still in Grafton and in the Midview community. How's that whole thing go?
Yeah, I definitely try to. I mean, like I said, they had a huge part on my childhood and my upbringing. I mean, I really truly feel it's the kind of the raised by the whole town or whole village mantra was a big part of my childhood and something that I'm really appreciative for all those people back home. So I try to reach out to a lot of those people and stay in touch whenever I can.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned since starting at WEOL, it's that the Midi community loves their Midview football players for sure. So awesome stuff there. Again, we're joined by Dustin Crum, former Midview and Kent State quarterback standout. I want to talk about your days as a Golden Flash now. Your coach, Sean Lewis, I know he wasn't necessarily the one that, you know, kind of recruited it and brought you into Kent State.
Yeah.
But, you know, you spend your career under Coach Lewis, and, you know, he's quite the motivator, quite the figure when you see him speak. So how does playing for him and with that kind of intensity help you take your game to the next level?
I think he helped me a ton. I think I grew a lot as a leader and as a quarterback under him quite a bit. I mean, he definitely pushed me to be a better player and perform at the highest level I could. And I think he got the best out of me in a lot of ways. So definitely really thankful that we were able to, like you said, cross paths, even though he wasn't the one that recruited me and that I was able to play for him.
You know, when you look at that jump from, you know, high school to college and now from college to a professional career, are there things you can take going back from the jump to Midview to Kent State to kind of, you know, remember now as, again, you look to take another step forward in your career?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously kind of just have to get back to that day one workers mentality to kind of just get back and climb the ladder all over again. And I was kind of joking about it actually with my strength coach this morning about how we're starting all over again, basically, is how you kind of got to look at it, and that things you've done in the past don't really matter anymore. So it's kind of, you just have to have that competitive worker mindset type approach to it.
How much does the combine and stuff kind of help with that? Going back to the beginning of our conversation here, I'm sure there had to be things, you know, watching some of the other quarterbacks throw the pigskin around the lot. You kind of had to be thinking, you know, oh shoot, you know, this guy's doing that, this guy's doing this. Were there things you could sort of take away from other guys to work on as far as those workouts go?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, honestly, for me, I think it was more of a confidence builder than anything. I mean, obviously, I'm not considered a first-round guy going in the draft or anything, to be able to go there and see kind of where I felt I stacked up next to a lot of those guys, just being right there in person with them. I mean, I felt really comfortable and confident with my abilities and where I was at. So for me, I kind of use it as a little bit of a confidence builder.
Good deal, good deal. Well, Dustin, we can get you out of here on this one. You know, you mentioned the draft there. You're getting ready for that later this month. You know, got to ask, are there any, you know, idea of some teams that you might want to go to, or, you know, maybe a style of team or, you know, a style of play that you'd like to go to, or is it just sort of the mindset of, hey, wherever I go, and I'm going to try and do my best there?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the mindset is just kind of just get in wherever the best fit is, where I have the best chance, obviously, to make an impact and make the roster and kind of get my foot in the door. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, but I'm just going to make the best of kind of any situation presented to me. And like I said, kind of just go in there with that competitive and workers mindset and just make the best of whatever I'm given.
There you go. Well, Dustin, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. We appreciate the time. I know our local listeners and especially the folks over there in Grafton will certainly be rooting for you as the draft takes place later this month out in Las Vegas. So, again, Dustin Crum joined us, standout quarterback at Midview and Kent State, getting ready for the draft, NFL draft, I should say, this month in Las Vegas. Dustin, again, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck down there in Las Vegas.
Thank you.